Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Camille Bianchi. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says Northern Queensland residents affected by heavy rain and floods can access state government money to help themselves. People who live in Townsville, Burdekin, Palm Island, Cairns, the Kasserey Coast, Hinchinbrook and Tableland can now get payments of $180. A family with five or more people can get up to $900 for food, clothing and medicine. Mr. Crisafulli said community centres also give support and can help with accessing government money.
Community hubs will be mobilised right across the area. These are a one-stop shop for you to get the support services you need to be able to connect into these funding assistance packages. That information will be available on the website, disaster.qld.gov.au. Stay up to date with those. So there will be a permanent presence throughout the recovery timeframe. There will also be pop-up disaster hubs that will emerge to make sure that people can have that connectivity in their local area.
One woman has died after a small boat with her and another five people hit a tree and flipped during a flood water rescue on Sunday. Australia has introduced new punishments for people who send money to terror organisations using Terrorgram, which is a neo-Nazi network. It is now against the law to use or deal with assets of the platform. Punishments include up to 10 years in jail and paying large fines. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says this is part of the government's work to protect communities, including the Jewish community, which has been targeted in recent attacks.
This is the first time an Australian government has imposed these sorts of sanctions on an online entity in this way. And we are doing it because we're working to keep Australians safe. We have to use all the tools of government to prevent the rise of extremism, to confront anti-Semitism and to confront hate in all its forms.
To Europe, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says US President Donald Trump's new tariffs are likely to impact world trade. The European Union could be the next target of US tariffs. Mr. Scholz says a bigger trade fight would cause more harm than good.
Globalization, the worldwide exchange of goods and commodities, has proven to be a great success story that has enabled prosperity for us all in the United Kingdom, in the European Union, and in Germany, in the USA, but also in many other parts of the world. That is why it is important that we do not divide up the world now with many customs barriers, but that we make this exchange of goods and services possible for the future too.
The 67th Grammy Awards will be very different today as Los Angeles recovers from fires that destroyed more than 14,000 structures and made tens of thousands of people homeless. Since the fires began, the Grammys and its charity Music Cares have sent $3.2 million in emergency funding to help people in the music industry impacted by the fires. Sheila O is the host of an Afrobeats radio show in the US called Afrozones. She says she is excited about award winners sharing their influence from Africa, particularly in the Best African Music Performance category.
It just shows the growth of Afrobeats. It's like before the Grammys even started having Latin Grammy Awards, you know, they just had a category as well. And you know how big the Latino community is, the same way the African continent is. So we're not being shoved aside. It is a big deal. It took a while for us to get here. This category was only launched in 2024. In the past, we were first reggae, then we were world music. Now they're actually using the word African to represent and respect the continent.
That is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi.